A humorous misunderstanding causes a young boy to receive powerful encouragement to study at a private Catholic school. A 10-year-old boy was failing math. His parents tried everything, from tutors to hypnosis, but with no success. Finally, at the urging of a family friend, they decided to enroll their son in a private school highly regarded for its high moral standards and focus on supporting loving families. After the first day, the boy's parents were surprised when he walked in after school with a stern, focused, and very determined expression on his face. He went straight past them, right to his room, and quietly closed the door. For nearly 2 hours, he toiled away in his room, with math books strewn across his desk and the surrounding floor. He emerged long enough to eat, and after quickly cleaning his plate, went straight back to his room, closed the door, and worked feverishly at his studies until bedtime. This pattern of behavior continued until it was time for the first quarter's report card. The boy walked in with it unopened, laid it on the dinner table, and went straight to his room. Cautiously, his mother opened it, and to her amazement, she saw a large red A under the subject of math. Overjoyed, she and her husband rushed into their son's room, thrilled at his remarkable progress. "Was it the nuns that did it?" the father asked. The boy shook his head and said, "No." Next, the father asked, "Was it the one-on-one tutoring? The peer mentoring?" Again, the boy said, "No." Surprised, the father continued probing, "The textbooks, the teachers, the curriculum?" Yet again, the son said, "No." "On that first day," he said, "when I walked in the front door and saw that guy nailed to the plus sign, I knew they meant business." Hopefully, this joke reminds all of us the importance of carefully explaining things to children. Please visit englishwithelizabeth.com to hear more life-inspiring free podcasts.